This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour here on the DJD program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Problem with that today is that Jennifer's not here and Victoria's not here for various reasons, some of them personal, some of them have to do with the weather, it's technology, whatever it is. But because the fabulous world of technology does allow us to connect with people who are fabulous in many ways, Laura Banks has been on the program before. She does a program that we do every week together, Your Hidden Power, which is a podcast as well, yourhiddenpowershow.com. She's an actress. She's a performer, personality. I like that. She's got charm and personality. Mm-hmm. And so, and with that, she also is a kind soul. One of the things that seems to be a rarity on radio and in television as well. I'm trying to figure out what to make of all this Ellen DeGeneres stuff. Her reputation, she's always mm-hmm. sunny. She's had all kinds of things that have been, I don't know, luck, or just talent. She's done well. She deserved a lot of the tributes that she's gotten. But it looks like over the last few years she started to melt. Or is it the real personality? Now, one of the things Laura Banks is good at is astrology. Mm. So have you ever done a chart on Ellen DeGeneres to see whether what's in the chart would add up to kind of the mishmash of stuff that people are talking about these days, the toxic work environment, that sort of thing, racism?
That would be a great idea. I don't have it in front of me, but my co-author, Jeanette Barber, on two of my books, has won 8 Emmys as a TV producer, and she worked with Rosie O'Donnell. And pretty much she did some stuff at the Food Network as well. And Jeanette always told me that the daytime television world is insanely toxic.
Really?
Across the boards. I met Rosie. She was awful. That set was awfully toxic, of course. But she said that to get to the top...
A lot of people have said that Rosie was awful.
Right, but to get the top of the food chain in daytime TV, pretty much, you know, either she started out nice and she went down that track, but Jeanette said 100% of the time, daytime television is toxic. Shark-infested waters, you know, you get
really?
To the top...
Why?
Jumping up.
What makes...
Because television is very greedy. It's egomaniacal. This the whole design of it, apparently. I don't know nighttime TV. I do know from an inside track that it would fit that Ellen either ended up nice and went down that track by who she, maybe she was surrounded by these toxic producers like Gelman mm-hmm. on the Kelly
show. Is he toxic?
He's supposed to be really toxic.
Yeah.
Barbara Walters, when Jeanette worked on Rosie, used to call her fat to her face.
Huh,
and was awfully mean to her.
I've heard nothing
know?
Good about Barbara Walters ever. And
yeah.
I had an encounter with her in Washington one night at an awards dinner where the lady that I was with was in line to go to the ladies' room. Mm-hmm. And Barbara Walters came along and pushed her out of the way. I need to go to the ladies' room. I need to get back upstairs, so get out of my way. That literally is what she said.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's what I
heard. What do you think that people don't follow, especially this day and age? Everybody's got a camera. Everybody's recording everything. So you are, you know, you're going to be who you are as you really are. And so apparently, DeGeneres has a mean streak.
So I didn't like how it started out because someone was paying people to come forward with information, and that wasn't right.
Right.
And then really it looks like everyone's coming forward and saying, yes, I was a DJ on the original show. She was toxic. Yes, I was a guest. I was told to praise her. I was told to say how much I like you, Ellen. I mean, and then one of these guests is like, I do like her, but don't tell me I have to say I like you.
Right.
And then
get lost.
Is she gonna be replaced by Corbyn? That's what everyone's wondering. I think she might survive, but I think James Corbyn would be good there too. I don't know.
Yeah, he's a fabulous entertainer, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, the way people look at her and the criticism that comes. So she sat down with President Bush, who didn't. He was kind of hostile to gay people. And their rights, but so she sat down. How do you know there isn't a conversation going on about how to make things better, or if Bush has changed, or whatever it is? And, you know, she sat down with Kevin Hart after he was accused of being a homophobe. What, you're not supposed to talk to these people to find out what makes them tick?
The problem is she's made herself out to be Miss Nice, though. You don't create, you just, that's the problem. You know, Rosie, you kind of knew who she was. I almost appreciate that more. But Ellen's been Miss Goody, you know, her, that's the problem. I think that's the real challenge for me. There's the authenticity. I mean, you know, Ricky Gervais is doesn't like people. He's an agnostic.
Yeah. He's a jerk.
You get who you are, but he doesn't pretend to be somebody else.
No, he doesn't pretend to be nice. He's a jerk, and he comes across that way because he is. So, at any rate. I just find it interesting to see all of this stuff. Like, you expect perfection. I've never really, I thought that earlier on Ellen was an interesting entertainer. Mm-hmm. I don't give a damn whether she's gay or not. That stuff doesn't mean anything to me. It does to some people, doesn't to me. What I find interesting is that all of the things that, you know, that seem to be a part of somebody's reputation can easily be broken down these days. What is the old expression? It takes you 30 years to build up a good reputation and about 20 seconds to ruin it.
Yeah.
And that, you know, goes, that seems to come out to be pretty true under the circumstances.
And it's a good question. How would you know not to behave properly? Everyone's watching. Everyone's got Instagram and a phone camera. And I think you just become so present to yourself that you just think you're above it all.
Yep, not the way it is. Interesting also, from the same world of daytime television, here's a tough cookie, Judge Judy. I don't know if you ever came across her.
I met her. She lives in Greenwich, where I used to live. I used to see her in a restaurant, She's worth more than God. She's got so much money.
Well, she was smart enough when she put this syndicated show together. It kind of reminds me of Oprah. When the producer said, this isn't going to amount to much. And so she said, okay, let me own half of it, or whatever the percentage was. She had a talent agent who happened to be the guy that I worked with at the time, named Richard Lawrence. He took credit for putting the show together and getting it on national television, because at the time he was her agent. She'll be happy to tell you that he didn't have anything to do with it. And he got paid, I don't know, $50 million or something, and she finally shut him off. They went to court and proved.
Wow.
But the point here is that CBS has paid her $95 million to buy the library of that syndicated show, all the old episodes. And she doesn't, either somehow or other, she objected to it, but there was something that she couldn't do. I don't know what it was. She thought it was worth more. Last time I saw, she was worth $465 million because of the benefit of doing that show, which was not, as you know, you've done television. Mm-hmm. This is not a big deal. You know, this is actually they do five or six of them at a time, and each episode is only 21 minutes and with all the advertising and stuff. And so this is not a lot of work.
No.
And she just was smart about it.
Yeah, well, in a lesser-known fact, Audrey Meadows from the Jackie Gleason Show, she got the contract rights to residuals and licensing, and none of the other cast members did. She did.
Really?
Yep. Audrey Meadows figured it out, and for some reason the other cast members did not.
I didn't know that. That's really an interesting bit of information.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yep.
So, yeah, but see, that happens in that world.
Yeah, you got to be smart, Taylor Swift, look how smart she is every time. Right. She knows how to control her money in ways that, and she can control and dominate the media, and she's just brilliant sometimes like that.
Yep.
Judge Judy does not
smart.
Much for that kind of money,
It's a nice gig if you can get it.
You can get it.
If you try. It's 15 past the hour in a moment. What's happening to cars? Wow. Amazed at what's changing in the car world. The DJV clip of the day was a focus on the latest storm, the East Coast hurricane that came roaring up. It didn't affect Laura down in Florida, but pretty much everybody, by the time we got to the Outer Banks and went up the coast, we have a conversation about that and why it was given the name it was given. Who could pronounce that?
That's awful.
That is ridiculous. Yeah. What are you doing? So we have a long, well, it's not a long conversation, but pretty pointed. You may enjoy it. It's just the tip of the iceberg, if you will, of other things going on every day on the DJV program. So catch the clip of the day and the entire program. You can listen to the whole show every day, all day long, because it repeats itself through the course of the day at DJVshow.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping, plus a free ultra-pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Michelle Obama. The people who know me know that I love to immerse myself in good conversation, to really go deep. And this summer, I decided to press record. The result is called the Michelle Obama Podcast. I just hope it's as fun and meaningful for you as it is for me. The Michelle Obama Podcast is a Spotify original podcast, and you can listen to the series for free only on Spotify.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen without Jennifer, without Victoria, but with Laura Banks, and now joined by R. McFadden. Richie has been an important part of this, a cog in the wheel of this program in one way or another for almost 30 years. Good Lord. I've known you since you were a kid. Bunga bunga. And when you were a kid, you were involved in the car business.
I was.
So, you'll be happy to hear, I don't know what, Laura, I don't know what kind of a car you drive, but there are there's new word now from most of the large manufacturers, they're going to go back to two-tone paint.
What?
So, white cars with silver on the top, gray cars with black on the top. How about that? Range Rover's been doing it for a couple of years.
It's interesting you mention. I really didn't think about that. We haven't had that for years.
Right. Yeah.
Since the 80s.
Right. Yeah. I remember growing up, the Bel Air that was in our family was a turquoise and white. And most of the General Motors cars, anyway.
My Chevy pickup was a two-tone. My 87 Chevy pickup was a two-tone.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. What about that? What do you have now? The Bronco.
The Bronco was not a two-tone. It was solid red, yeah. Still is.
I had a solid red Matador red 2008 Lexus I sold, and now I'm driving around in my dad's Kia Soul.
Oh, cool.
Good for you.
Cars.
Yeah. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds, plus special financing on all Smart Beds, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices.
From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, 8-ounce hand sanitizer is just two for $5.
Shop in-store, pick up curbside, or get free delivery.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/8/20 while supplies last. Limits vary online. Curbside available in most stores. Free delivery limited time only. See staples.com for details.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Every hour of the DJB program, yes, we devote 4 or 5 minutes to musical history, musical performances, to the big stars. And here we are with one of Richie's favorites. Remember when we interviewed him that day?
Yes, absolutely.
Sammy Hagar. What do you remember most about that conversation with him? Other than he said, when I get up early in the morning, and that's not often.
Right, that's right. I forgot that. I like to chat with Doug Stephan.
Yeah. All right.
You know, lifetime memories with Sammy. I knew Sammy before he was attached to Van Halen. Yeah. Back in the 80s, and I saw him in some small clubs in Baltimore when he had this song, and before he had this song, just a great, great rocker, the Red Rocker. And
that's
then
right.
the day, everybody my age remembers the day that Van Halen announced him as the new singer, and everybody did the fist bump because it was just a rock solid decision. The guy's a great singer, and you know what? He's 70 couple years old, still bringing it. I mean, still sounds just as good.
I think he's my age, a little bit older.
He's right around, though. I mean, you guys are...
And I sound just like him when I sing, yeah.
Yeah, you do, and you look like him.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, the locks, the curly locks.
That's it.
Yeah.
Sammy in the Circle taking the stage for the first time since the pandemic shut down the concert industry. He's the headliner of Rockin' for the Kids at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in September. All the funds raised will benefit the cancer-fighting efforts of Akron's Children's Hospital and Music Cares, and also some local food banks. According to the press release, anyway, that I'm looking at, the event will be produced according to all of the COVID guidelines. The show will feature the Ohio Weather Band, country music duo Brother Trouble, and Ira Dean, along with sports figures Jim McMahon, Brett Saberhagen, Larry Johnson, and Ray Boom Boom Mancini.
Good job. Oh, wow.
That's your era, Richie.
Yeah.
Boom Boom.
Boom
right.
Boom.
Yeah.
Great boxer.
Low Pen Charity Events and the Milwaukee Foundation are organizing the event. It will also include a celebrity golf tournament, silent auction. Want to watch those guys play golf? That's an interesting thing. This Lopen event is the perfect example of a caring community, group of individuals who organize the event that aren't necessarily normally thought of as doing things together. They've been doing this for 18 years. I didn't remember that. Benefits a lot of hospitalized children being treated for cancer. This is something that's very worthwhile. And this is the kind of stuff LeBron James does. And this is the area in which he does it, because this is his hometown.
Yes.
As an actor. And he's, you know, he's another guy who steps up to the plate with dough when it's necessary. He's basically redone with his own donations the entire school system in Akron, which is pretty amazing. Built schools, provides, and why not? Why wouldn't people who have connections to...
You want to change a neighborhood? That's how you do it.
That is, yep. Want to fix it for the future? Here's a story about Paris Jackson, who is living quarantine life now in the single lane because she's broken up with her boyfriend, singer Gabriel Glenn. How many times do you think this story has been repeated, not just in the music world, but in the rest of the world?
Yeah.
People who are living in quarantine with their husbands, their wives, their best friends, and now, see you later, alligator.
Yeah.
Sources close to Paris say she decided it was time for her to go on her own. The breakup was amicable, as neither holds any anger or ill will, which is intelligent. Our sources say that the relationship just ran its course, and that happens, I think, a lot. It's for
she's okay.
Paris, going to focus her attention on the music stuff. She's actually pretty good, too, isn't she?
Yeah, this is her singing.
Like this, yeah.
Yeah.
She's worth $100 million.
Yeah,
for what a show. That's family money, isn't it?
Yeah.
All those kids.
Hoping she just keeps saying them with all that money.
That's the hard part.
Yeah.
Right.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The storm named Isa Ears is now a post-tropical cyclone, heading into Canada where it's expected to quickly dissipate. But it left at least 6 people dead in the United States, more than 3 million customers without power still. The storm came ashore Monday in North Carolina as a Category 1 hurricane and then moved up the mid-Atlantic into the southern New York City area, where in Connecticut over 600,000 utility customers are still without power from the storm. Here's an Eversource Energy spokesman.
We always make outreach to mutual aid and expect to be able to have assistance when we need it.
The official death toll stands at least 100 after a massive explosion rocked Beirut, Lebanon yesterday. The blast blamed on 2,700 tons of ammonium nitrate that was being stored at that location for years. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Another artist takes action against President Trump for using his art. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Neil Young has filed a copyright infringement lawsuit against President Trump's re-election campaign, alleging that the musician's songs were used at rallies without Young's permission. The complaint, filed in U.S. District Court, Southern District of New York, alleges that Donald Trump for President used Young's songs Rockin' in the Free World and Devil's Sidekick at numerous campaign events, most recently at the June 20th rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The suit states, "This complaint is not intended to disrespect the rights and opinions of American citizens who are free to support the candidate of their choosing." Young's attorney, Robert Besser, wrote that the singer-songwriter is seeking to have Trump barred from using his songs at future events. The suit is also seeking statutory damages.
And the U.S. Census Bureau is stopping its count ahead of schedule. The 2020 census will conclude on September 30th, as officials say they want to crunch the numbers so they can meet a December 31st deadline. But only 6 out of every 10 households in America have been counted so far. The new deadline means there are less than 2 months left to collect that information. You can collect information about us at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Good ideas abound inside your radio or however you're listening to the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the J and the V are in absentia today. So joining me on the radio platform in a visual, virtual way, Laura Banks, who's a great broadcaster and actress, and bon vivant. She's involved in all kinds of entertaining things in her life. Has been around, if you know what I mean. She's been around.
Businesswoman.
Yes, businesswoman, yes. Rich McFadden is here, businessman. Bob Vivant in his own life. The two of them are getting to know each other, I think, because Laura is a good astrologer. She was doing a chart on Richie and his wife, and she got everything straightened out. Everything's fine now.
She told me I shouldn't drink too much. Too late.
Yeah.
That's right.
Where were you 20 30. Years ago?
Yeah, right. Exactly. But you don't drink as much now, do you?
No.
I also told him to explore his dreams more. He'd get into lucid dreaming because he's got Neptune in Scorpio, so he could go really cool places.
Really?
You know, one of the things that you did tell me, Laura, that kind of really sticks with me is that how did you put it? Make decisions. You go with your gut.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go with your gut. Mm-hmm. And one of my pet peeves is people not being... My wife drives me nuts. We'll go to a restaurant that we've been to 100 times, and she can't decide what she wants. And she'll sit there. And one of my things is make a decision, right or wrong, make a decision, right?
Yep.
Just plow forward.
Come on.
100%, here I go. Nothing's going to stop me. And I'll find out in 30 feet whether I was wrong, but I'm going to make a decision when I have to make it. And in radio, Doug, you know this, and Phil, on the other side of the glass with the buttons, you have to make, you cannot wait. It's not going to wait for you.
Now or never,
you
baby.
You have to make a decision. And this is one of the things I try to teach my kids. Make a decision. Right or wrong, and you.
But you know, both you and Doug, are Scorpio driven, and Scorpios have piercing insight. They're 10 steps ahead of everybody else, and you guys have to just, you know, declare that patience piece a little bit, because it's just you're just more insightful and faster than a lot of us. Yeah. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, Richie doesn't step ahead; he likes to step on me. He's a crusher. He's a killer. He's a destroyer.
That's right.
No fear. Wow. Let's go, man.
Alpha dog, baby. Let's
go.
Fanny Hager mentality.
Absolutely.
Please and. Thank you. All right, so a group of people down at Walt Disney World Resort, near where you are down in Florida, Laura, apparently had a problem at Splash Mountain.
Uh-oh.
If you've seen the video, shows one of those log flumes, you know, it sank.
Oh, no.
They were able to get everybody off of it. Water flooded up to the thing, and basically it sank. I was looking at one of the...
How did it sink? It's on a track.
Well, apparently the track broke. And so you look at, but this, what it does is underscore the coverage of this, and almost everything else is, I don't know if tainted is the right word, but certainly influenced by the fact that everybody's got a camera and they're taking pictures. You know, as can you imagine on Splash Mountain, people and family that want to get their video, and they take the picture, they're screaming as they go down the thing, and then it breaks. And if you see some of that video, it kind of is. It's the publication of it is aimed at scaring the hell out of you. And I suppose if you take apart all of the things that we do every day, Richie, you were driving on 66 into the studio in suburban Washington.
Yes.
And if you imagine how fast people drive on that road or any of the major highways.
Not today.
70. Well, no.
Yeah, but you're right.
You know, 80, 90 miles an hour. Yeah, especially during the COVID thing when there weren't that many people on the road, it was not, I can remember being on the Mass Turnpike, and I'm doing maybe 75, 80, and people are going by me like I was standing still.
Yeah.
Scary.
You know, and you can do that in the cars today, no question about that, but it just seems that you don't understand, especially if you got a car like I do, it's got 500 horsepower, what is that going to do for you? You know, well, you can't, you don't even know that you're doing 90 or 95 by the time it gets to that.
Right.
And, Richie, you've been a car, I was talking earlier with you about you were in the car business before you were in the radio business, your family's in the car business, and the things that are put into cars now, the you know, you wonder why do they put these big engines in them, and why do they give them all of this ability? The speed limit is supposed to be, unless you're out in the far southwest where it's 75, 80 miles an hour, why do you build a car that can go faster than that? What's the point?
Because I want to.
Ah.
That's all there is to it.
You want to get caught. Is that it?
You know what? I don't need to go 100 miles an hour. But if I want, well, I drive a Lincoln, right?
Yeah, right.
And if I'm on 66 and I need to pass three dump trucks and I need to get up to 85 miles an hour real quick to do it, I know it's there. It's just there.
Right.
And that's what I want. That's what I like. Now, in my 67 Bronco, I just want to burn the rubber off of the tires and have a little fun. That's why that's there.
As was the case with that Camaro convertible you used to
have. The one I got from you. That one didn't do. That was a 327 two-barreler. You weren't burning much rubber off of that thing unless you laid a bucket of Crisco under the tires.
What we thought at the time, going back to that era, the 60s in cars, if you had that kind of 327 was considered a big engine.
It was, but they throttled it back with that carburetor,
Yeah, it was about a two-barrel. It was, we were saving on gas. But that damn thing, you can get more than 4 or 5 miles to a gallon on that thing if you ran it out.
But, I mean, the technology, it's interesting because my son is 16 years old and getting his driver's license. So when I throw him in the old truck versus the newer car, you know, you have to talk to him about here are the differences in the technology, and here's what you're going to notice.
And he's savvy. He's paying attention.
Yeah, I mean, well, he gets a lead foot in the newer cars because he doesn't realize he's going as fast as he is. That's the
I think that's the point. And then the other thing that's on the highways are these choppers that are everywhere now. I mean, everybody has got a bike. Women are driving these big hogs around, and you wonder, some of them, they're 100 pounds. How the hell do they keep those things up straight going down the highway? And the chances that they take, I can't. It makes, honestly, when I see somebody going down the highway, it gives me the chills. I get goosebumps.
Yeah,
I see somebody driving between lanes at that speed. They seem to have no care about anything, and yet it's so much more treacherous because you only get two wheels hitting the road, and if it's wet, I imagine the fall when the leaves are on the ground and the rainstorm or something. It's, you know, I don't know how many people get wiped out every year in those things,
It's the gravel.
We have a different problem down here in Florida. Everybody has a golf cart in these communities, and they take off the governor, and then they're like tooling, and you can't, if you go 40 miles an hour, you get a $500 speeding ticket.
Yeah, it's easy to flip over.
In a golf cart?
Yeah, they tool them to go too fast, and then they get stopped, and they get $500 fine because they die. Like, if that sucker rolls, we get, like, you know, senior citizens rolling those suckers, and they don't want, they're done with the car by they get into the, you know, certain age and down here. And so these little golf carts, they'll go to Publix, you know, they'll go to Winn-Dixie, and they got their little golf carts. It's just the cutest thing ever.
Wow.
They're electric or gas, you know, I don't know. First I thought, oh, that might be kind of fun, you know, but I don't know. I decided against it, but it's kind of fun, you know. You kind of go everywhere in a little golf cart. Come on, guys, give up your cars. Let's get some golf carts.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Okay.
Man,
ready
that
for
is
that.
That's the gateway to heaven down there, man.
And I don't I'm mean out of here. I'm leaving.
Right.
So I'd love to see Doug one day in some retirement community on a golf cart putting.
You will not. You won't be seeing me doing that.
Yeah, yeah. Come
tractor,
on,
maybe?
Run down to the store and get myself
on the tractor. Yep,
in my defense, I moved down here to play water volleyball, but I may have had enough now. Thank you.
Yeah. And to move on. You know, you were talking about your children, and it made me think. I was doing an overview for something special that I was thinking about doing as a podcast on children and whether or not parents listen to their children. You were talking about your son, especially at the age of 16. So the question comes on whether you think, Richie, and this is for everybody, obviously. When I ask a question like this on the air, it's always for everybody to think. It's the rhetorical, okay, am I doing what they're doing, or am I, in this case, listening to my children? You think about the influences of children today. I remember the most influential person in my high school career was my guidance counselor. They don't even have guidance counselors.
They do.
Do they really?
Sure.
Yeah. And so do your two children know their guidance counselors? Do they talk to them? Is there listening going on? What do you know about?
I mean, my son does in high school with regard to, you know, which classes he should take and which classes he needs to take. So with respect to that, yes, and does have to check in with them on a fairly regular basis, just on some things with regard to their schedule and academic concerns. So, yeah, knows them and touches base with them. But, you know, like what you're saying, no, not so much.
I'm wondering about listening. There's so many influences now. When I was teaching school in the 60s and the 70s, you would never see anybody with there were no iPhones. There was none of that stuff to distract. And I don't know how, if I were teaching today, I wouldn't allow them.
Good luck with that.
See, that's it. Who's in charge?
Right.
The teacher, the administrator, or the kids? Say, I'm going to do what I want to do, and what are you going to do about it?
Right. My wife is a substitute teacher at the high school. She's a liaison for the Spanish community, so she also substitute teaches.
Right.
She's just like, you know, the teachers have given up. You can't control it.
So how do you get any learning done? How are these kids going to learn? How are they going to be educated enough to make it in the world and
they
be
get graded on their effort and their work?
But
and
that
that's
doesn't.
It.
Yeah, but so what does that tell you? What are they prepared to do when they get out of school?
Yeah, when she first, the first couple of classes she started teaching, she was like, "Oh, phones down. Oh, put your phones away." But then that's under the desk, or some of them is just right out in front, and they just don't care. She's like, for the most part, you know, most of the kids are good about it, but, you know, you're always going to have a handful.
But wouldn't you say, honestly, that it's the parents' responsibility? They should teach the children to be respectful.
Absolutely.
And the parents should say, This is a phone that you use outside of school.
And that's why
if I catch you using it in school, I'm going to take it away from you.
For the most part, the kids are respectful and good with it. But you're always going to have your, and that's just kind of your snapshot of society, right?
Yeah, I mean, it is.
You're going to have your small percentage that just don't care. And
yeah.
You know,
yeah. I just find it.
They will get what they get in life.
Yeah. Nothing. They don't, I don't know. Is it a little harsh me saying they don't deserve it because they haven't paid attention? Why should they get, why should they be further ahead than people who do pay attention? Maybe that's just a, what's the species, the, what's the, that phrase, balancing the species or something, whatever it is. But, Margaret Mead, something from Margaret Mead, I'm sure of that. And, you know, that's the other thing. Who do they, the kids study who some of these people are? And I can't see the public school education that we're paying for does anything. Once you get out of school, you got to go to more school. And then after that, you got to go to school after that and more and more and more. A school, because the schools aren't doing the basic job to begin with. So what the hell are we paying for is my question. Really? Truly. I paid my tax bill.
I would challenge you a little bit.
Go ahead.
I think that kids,
I dare you.
the amount of information that my kids know, especially my son.
But it's not from school, Richie. It's from the device.
YouTube. Right.
Yeah, right.
The wisdom that they have from YouTube, anything they want to know.
What's
anything.
An example of that? What's an example?
He builds computers. At 14 and 13 years old, he would go to the computer store, design and build computers for his buddies, and he would build them and put them. I mean, he's been building computers for his
friends.
He
can get that in school, though.
Mountain bikes. He can tear down his whole mountain bike and put it back together.
Didn't get that in school.
Nope.
Yeah. That's my point. And you look back, and I don't want to sound like an old-timer or old codger, but I really love school, and I got out of it. I guess what I put into it, and I put a lot into it, and it served me well and still does.
Too. Yeah. I got a lot of art classes were great. I was the editor of the high school newspaper, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're drawn to socialism and extrovert and, the culture of the school, you can learn certainly how to be with other people.
I
can't
wait to get out.
Laura Banks, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. At 48 after, this is the DJV Show.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 through technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Time now for us to visit the exciting world of Warren Eckstein, who hosts the pet show every weekend around the country, answering your questions about your pet. And I want to know, frankly, whether ducks get along with lizards. That's my question today, Warren. How would you put a duck with a lizard? Quack, quack. What sort of a sound does a lizard
make? That's the strangest question I've gotten asked in the last 35 years.
So there you go.
But they can't, listen, they can get along. They can get along. I mean, I've had ducks and pigs. So yeah, if you introduce them properly and you make them positive when they're around each other, I don't think I would leave them alone.
I'm actually trying
to
find a pet pig for the farm. I met a pet pig. There's a picture of it with me and the pet pig that was next door on my Facebook page a couple of months ago. And I became enamored, and I'm trying now to find somebody who's got a pet pig that they want that's trained and is happy and can live on the farm. And
Are we talking about the type of pigs I had, the 1,200-pounders, or are we talking about the miniature pigs?
Well, no, not miniature pigs. Good, so, you know, a 300-400-pound pig.
So mine was 800, 900 pounds. But let me tell you something. Yeah. Pigs are incredibly bright animals, smarter than any animal, and more importantly, they have the same emotions as human beings. Mm-hmm. They get sad, they get depressed, they get angry. If I used to travel, and if I did not bring home a gift from my two pigs, they wouldn't talk to me for days. They wouldn't talk to me for days, literally.
Right. Now I know how to introduce McFadden. Rich McFadden is here on the program today, and he has a question about National Mutt Day.
I do have a question about mutts, but that pig comment is a great transition to my question, Warren. I had two pugs that were born together in a litter. They were both sisters. They spent their whole life together.
I remember them. Mm-hmm.
They spent their whole life together, and they would sleep together. They would always be touching when they're sleeping, and one of them just passed away a few weeks ago. Uh-huh. And so my question is, I've heard that dogs don't have a great long-term memory, and that after a few weeks, not that they forget the other dog, but it's just that it's not in their memory. And we're wondering what the other dog is thinking and how she's really handling this. We have noticed that she's more attached to my wife, which she's always been, but even more so now. And so wondering what goes on in the head of a dog when their close litter mate or puppy that they were grown up with is gone.
First of all, let me just clarify everything. Dogs and cats, when they lose a friend or a relative, go through the same grieving process as people go through. And contrary to what you heard, that the dog will get over it, they learn to live with it. But psychologically, dogs learn through the associative memory. So, for example, if I took one of your pugs to a place where they used to play and hang out with each other, a year later, the dog would associate and remember that something else was there. So they go through a grieving process. The best thing to do when you have two dogs or you lose one dog, even with people, it's called distraction therapy. Grieving's normal. Grieving's okay. But if you let them grieve too much, they get depressed, and it really can make a big difference in their personality.
So bring in a naked dog?
Bring in a naked dog. What you need to do is take them to different areas. Take them to different locations. Throw a party for him. In other words, get him. It's okay to grieve, but you've got to distract them for short periods of time so he doesn't get into a depression. And between you and me, they never, never, ever forget. Contrary to what you heard, they never forget. They will always remember. I have two that I just recently adopted a year ago, Molly and Willie, brother and sister. They were going to separate them. If these two dogs ever got separated, I really have my hands full just making sure that the other one would get through it. That's where distraction comes in. And also, this may sound crazy, and you know I would never sound crazy, Rich, but what I would really do is I would have you and family members sit down with the dog and explain to the dog what happened, that he's not coming back, cry together, laugh together, talk about the good times, and then edit out the bad times, and everyone will be fine.
That was my other question is, you know, once the Bella, the one that's still alive, saw a miracle fall down on the deck and just start, you know, foaming at the mouth, yada, yada. So I think she has a sense that something happened and something went wrong. But, you know, does she understand that having seen her get sick and fall down, but then she's just gone?
No, they definitely understand that. There's no doubt about it. As a matter of fact, when I was studying in Europe, when one dog, the dogs that lived together, when one dog died, the other dog would howl, and they really thought that that was the other dog seeing the dog's soul move on to another place. Maybe a little eccentric to you, but the bottom line is, yes, your dog knew that the other dog passed away without a doubt.
Oh, good. Good.
Okay. Warren Eckstein eccentric? Who would ever accuse you of that? Come on.
Get him on.
So, yeah, exactly. National Mutt Day, focusing on the mixed breed dogs that sometimes get overlooked. I'm sure that you've talked about that on your program. You want to find out what's going on in the world of the pet world that your pet lives in, listen to Warren's Pet Show. Go to thepetshow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.